The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, October 12th. What to know about new talks between the U.S. and other nations, from an in-person meeting with Taliban leaders to a possible global deal impacting the tax rate. Also, remember the college admissions bribery scandal? We'll tell you what the jury decided for the first two people to stand trial. Plus, what happened with Southwest Airlines and the thousands of flights canceled over the weekend? How the next Superman character will make history? And iconic women will be featured on the U.S. Quarter. We'll tell you who and when. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Senior U.S. and Taliban officials sat down face-to-face for the first time since American troops left Afghanistan. And they covered quite a bit during the weekend talks. The U.S. State Department says they addressed security and terrorism concerns. That's a big one. It was last month when the CIA warned al-Qaeda might be moving back to Afghanistan, hoping to rebuild to what it was before striking the U.S. on 9/11. This weekend, the U.S. and Taliban leaders also talked about human rights, including whether women and girls can participate in all parts of Afghan society. And that's been pretty uncertain lately, since the Taliban have promised greater freedoms. But in reality, women are only allowed to work certain jobs, and at least for now, not all girls are allowed to go to school. Another key issue that was brought up, the U.S. giving humanitarian aid directly to the Afghan people. The United Nations says millions of people in Afghanistan lack food, shelter, and other essential supplies. It's not clear if the two sides reached any agreements over the weekend, but the U.S. called the talks, quote, candid and professional. Still, American officials say they'll keep judging the Taliban on their actions, not just their words. Dozens of countries around the world have been making some big promises to tackle key issues. First, nearly 140 countries, including the United States, agreed to the most sweeping overhaul of global tax rules in a century. They all backed a new global minimum tax rate of at least 15%. Now, this is a concept that's been debated for a long time. It means corporations all around the world would pay no less than the decided rate, no matter where their headquarters are. The goal is to prevent companies from essentially shopping around the globe to figure out which country can offer the smallest tax bill. It's estimated the new minimum tax could bring governments another $150 billion a year. But to be clear, this is not a done deal just yet. All the countries still actually need to change their national laws. And here in the U.S., that means going through Congress. All countries who signed on are hoping they can get it done by 2023. Also, over the weekend, the U.S. and European Union lined up more than 30 countries in a new climate pledge. They're promising to lower methane emissions 30% by the year 2030. Methane is the second largest driver of global warming, after carbon dioxide, and it's much more potent in the short term at heating the planet. So President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, has called cutting methane the single fastest strategy that we have to keep the dangers of global warming from worsening. Remember, scientists say those dangers include deadly heat waves, water shortages, crop failures, and more. Methane is most often released into the atmosphere from landfills, livestock, and thawing permafrost. The thing is, though, the four countries that emit the most methane, China, India, Russia, and Brazil, did not join this pledge. Other top polluters did, though, like the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and the European Union. A nuclear engineer with the U.S. Navy was apparently trying to share some of America's most closely held secrets on submarines with another country. At least that's what the FBI is saying. The engineer and his wife were charged with espionage over the weekend. Newly released court documents show he was trying to sell information about certain nuclear technology, and he thought he was making a deal with a representative of a foreign government. Basically, he's accused of offering Navy secrets in return for $100,000 in cryptocurrency over time. But the representative he was negotiating with turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. This had been going on for more than a year, too, and the FBI detailed a lot of different ways the couple tried to secretly share information. For example, in one case, the engineer left an SD card inside half a peanut butter sandwich in a plastic bag while his wife acted as a lookout. Another time, an SD card was hidden inside a pack of gum. So far, the FBI has not said if any foreign country actually got classified information. and neither the engineer nor his wife have commented so far. They'll both be in court today. The first two people to actually stand trial for the college admissions bribery scandal were found guilty. You probably remember these cases. They've been playing out for more than 2 years now. Nearly 60 wealthy and powerful people, including some celebrities, have been accused of basically paying their children's way into college. Most of them have been able to avoid trial by reaching plea deals, so they plead guilty in exchange for a lighter sentence. But it was up to a jury to hear the case involving two wealthy businessmen. Like many of the others, they were accused of conspiring with a corrupt college counselor to get their children into the University of Southern California as phony athletic recruits. Now that the jury convicted both fathers, they each face up to 20 years in prison. But sentencing guidelines say they'll probably get fewer than five. They'll know for sure after their sentencing hearings in February. The most well-known celebrities involved in this whole scandal were actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. But they both made plea deals and have already served their time. Other trials, though, are scheduled for next year. It seems COVID-19 booster shots are booming. New data from the CDC shows more people are getting a booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine each day than are getting their first or second doses. In other words, the rate of people getting boosters is now outpacing the number of people starting their COVID vaccination. Experts say this shows that almost all the eligible people who have not yet already gotten their shots are likely the hardcore refusers. So far, about 56% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. And while that's more than some early estimates, some experts now say around 90% of the population needs to get vaccinated to really stop the spread of the new Delta variant. And speaking of vaccines, the Biden administration is getting even more pushback over its vaccine mandate. We're talking about the one the president announced last month. It says companies with 100 or more workers need to make sure their employees are vaccinated or tested regularly. Well, the Texas governor just signed an executive order that bans that kind of policy. In his announcement, Governor Abbott said, quote, "The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and our best defense against the virus, but should always remain voluntary and never forced." The White House has not yet commented. But some Texas-based companies are already facing court challenges over their vaccine mandates, and more lawsuits are expected. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor. I know people are out and about a bit more, but COVID-19 is still taking a toll on people's happiness. A 2021 Pew Research survey found many Americans are still dealing with mental health difficulties in the second year of the pandemic. It shows about one-third of U.S. adults report at least occasional sleeplessness or anxiety in the past week. And whether it's the pandemic or something else entirely that's interfering with your happiness, you can do something about it. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, grief, anger, relationships, and so much more. And everything stays confidential. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want to. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. It's been a rough few days for Southwest Airlines. There were mass flight cancellations. More than 2,000 Southwest flights were canceled between Friday and Sunday. That's almost 30% of its weekend schedule. Then yesterday, about 10% of Southwest's flights were canceled. The airline blamed some of the problems on air traffic control issues and bad weather. There was also reportedly a problem with Southwest's internal system that reroutes planes and reassigns pilots whenever there's a change. This all happened just a few days after Southwest decided all employees needed to get vaccinated against COVID-19. But both the airline and the pilots union said the mandate did not have anything to do with the flight issues. And the union says there are no employee protests going on. One of the most popular football coaches in the NFL is now out of a job. Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden stepped down last night in the wake of an email controversy. Just hours earlier, the New York Times reported Gruden often used homophobic and otherwise offensive language to describe some NFL owners, coaches, and journalists who cover the league. A couple days before that, the Wall Street Journal reported he used a racist term to describe the NFL union chief. NFL officials reportedly found these emails as part of a separate workplace conduct investigation that did not directly involve him. Still, they reportedly got passed on to the Raiders. And last night, Gruden apologized and resigned, saying, quote, "I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction." The team's assistant head coach, Rich Bisaccia, will take over for now until a permanent replacement is named. The new Man of Steel is bisexual. DC Comics says Superman is going to have a relationship with a man in the next issue of the comic book Superman, Son of Kal-El. In this series, the man behind the cape is John Kent, the son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, who inherited his father's superhero powers. DC Comics says John Kent will develop feelings for a male reporter, and the storyline will include a kiss. Writer Tom Taylor says he chose to go this route because, quote, everyone needs heroes and everyone deserves to see themselves in their heroes. He said he was grateful that DC Comics and Warner Brothers agreed with his vision. The new issue of the comic book will be released next month. A group of iconic American women will soon be featured on the U.S. Quarter. It's part of a four-year program to celebrate the accomplishments and contributions women have made to the nation. Congress approved the program earlier this year. The women highlighted on the coins include poet and author Maya Angelou, the first American woman in space astronaut Sally Ride, Chinese-American actress Anna May Wong, suffragist Nina Otero Warren, and Native American activist Wilma Mankiller, who was the first female principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. The new designs will be on the tails side of the coin. George Washington will still be on the head side. The U.S. Mint plans to issue up to 5 quarters highlighting different women each year. It starts next year and lasts through 2025. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. What better way to welcome the fall season than with a pair of stylish, comfy new shoes? In fact, nothing says fall like soft, plush merino wool. For the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. Now, if you've been listening for a while, then you know my first pair of Rothy's shoes were merino wool, and I love them. I've continued to love and wear them and get compliments on them since I first got them a couple years ago. They are incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable. Plus, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and styles. I got a really beautiful bright red color that are so fun to wear and always stand out. So I'm excited to check out their merino wool styles for this year. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. In honor of National Farmers Day, today's trivia question is, how many working farms are there in the United States? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at Newsworthy Pod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what's the brightest star in the sky? It's actually not the sun, and it's not what's known as the North Star. The brightest object in the sky is actually a star called Sirius. The name means glowing in Greek. It's also known as the Dog Star because it's part of a constellation called Canis Major. NASA says Sirius has more than twice the mass of our sun, is nearly twice as hot, and is more than 20 times brighter. The sun only looks much brighter to us because the sun is so much closer to Earth than Sirius is. As for Sirius, it's most visible here in the Northern Hemisphere during the winter months. To find it, astronomers say to use the Orion constellation as a marker. Sirius is located below Orion's belt and to the left. All right, thank you so much for tuning in to The Newsworthy today and every day. As always, we'll be back with more tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.